Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have somebody who's become a very, very dear friend of the show and a dear friend of mine personally, the lovely Miss Elena. It's been a long time since we've had Elena on the show, even though both me and Craig just saw a few weeks ago at the Wobble Awards. I always have seen up with her and hearing about her career and too. So this should be fun. Thank you. Craig.
Yes. Hi. How you doing?
Hey, Craig. How are you, dude?
Very good, Cody. How are you yourself? This should be a terrific interview. I've known Elena for over 2 years, ever since her first EP, The Wild Side, and now Wicked City has just taken off, and I'm ready to talk about it with her.
All right, and with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Elena to the show. Hey, Elena, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for doing this today.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited about this interview.
We are too, Elena.
That song we played earlier, A Love for a Song, I literally bought your EP last night. And the song stuck out to me, so I thought, we've I got to play this song. There's no doubt in my mind of this song needs to be played today. So speaking of your new Bucci City EP, this thing is so great. Top to bottom, it's just it's so good top to bottom. I mean,
thank you so much. I appreciate you, you know, buying the EP and supporting Love for a Song and you playing it on the show. It's a real honor. Thank you so much.
You know, and I can guarantee you this. A lot of these songs will show up on my indie country radio a show in the coming weeks. I guarantee you that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Cody. We really appreciate your support.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and as I mentioned in the intro, we saw each other a few weeks ago, but prior to that, it had been a while since we'd actually caught up prior to that. So, how have you been?
I've been good. I'm enjoying summer. The weather is just so crazy right now. It's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Elena and Cody, around me, half the day it's hot, and then the other half of the day it starts raining.
I know.
You really have to bring an umbrella and a rain, and then your bathing suit and a towel every time.
I know, and find a shower close by, because you need to shower like 3 times a day. It's so hot and muggy. You know?
Bring your soap,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah,
exactly.
And your soap.
I always say this. My go-to catchphrase about this Tennessee weather is, I go home, Mother Nature. You're drunk right now. That's my go-to phrase
about that.
But anyway, I don't know if you remember this. I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember the first time we ever met in person?
I'm trying to remember where it was. Was it at the listening room?
Actually, no. It was at the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I used to work there.
You know, yep, and if I'm being completely honest with you, that was basically the only reason I was there, to meet you. That was basically the only reason I was there.
Oh, in Nashville?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, Cody.
You know, I think we had actually come back. I just come back from vacation. It was either my Colorado trip or my Los Angeles trip. And we were trying to find a place to eat at lunch that day. And I knew you had worked at the Cheesecake Factory, so I was like, how about there? So, and as they say, there is history. So.
Well, thank you for stopping by. I hope you had fun. I don't work there anymore.
Now, the Cheesecake Factory is like my go-to spot to eat.
Is it? That's cool.
Whenever I'm at, wherever city I'm at, because I do a ton of traveling myself. Whatever city I'm in, if there's a Cheesecake Factory close by, I'm there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I never really ate there until I worked there.
I wanted to ask you though. Getting back to your Bucci City. EP for a second. This thing just recently dropped about a month ago or so, and I wanted to ask. I know this is kind of a loaded question, but do you have a favorite song on this EP?
I don't know. I don't know if I can pick a favorite. I really like Loose Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Wicked City, too.
Awesome.
I love Loose Cannon, too, Elaine. I mean, I like all of them, but I think that's the one I like the most because it blends in with my personality.
It blends in with mine, too.
Oh, good. It's both our favorites.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For me, though, it's of course, a love for a song, obviously, which is what we played. And I love Love by Me. That is a gorgeous song.
Really?
That is, oh, my God, it's gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I heard you do that live one time at the Elysian Room. I think you were playing with the Springs and Megan Golden one time, and you did that live, and I've loved it ever since.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had a round there, a writer's round, and I asked the Springs and Megan Golden to join me. And so they did, and it was a great night. And the response for the song was really just wonderful. It was really well received. So I appreciate you tuning in to that Facebook Live.
I think I actually might have messaged you on Facebook that after that show and said I was absolutely bawling at that song, you know?
Oh.
I think I remember that.
But,
that was on Facebook Live, that show. Megan sat on the one side and Elena sat on the other side and the Spring sat in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a few months ago.
You know, I did have a few questions that I wrote down. I wanted to ask you real quick. But this is a brand new question. I've never asked anybody this ever. So, you're the guinea pig here, okay? when you're working up your live shows, how do you know when it's time to retire a song from a live show?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess just whenever I decide to do it. I don't know. You move on, you write new songs, and you want to see people's reactions to your new songs. So you kind of just start playing those more. And, you know, after a while of playing your older songs in front of people and seeing response online, you kind of get a feeling like, okay, I feel like, you know, everyone thinks this way about this song or reacted this way to the song. And so, I don't know, you just, like, you write new songs and you just kind of keep moving along, I guess.
Trying out
a good
question. People, I guess. But, I literally thought of that question yesterday, and I was like, that's actually a pretty awesome question right there. But, this next question I've got for you, I heard Dan Rather ask a Kid Rock this question in an interview one time, and I just thought it was the greatest question probably ever. So when your career takes off and you're winning CMA after CMA, which is going to happen for you, there's no doubt in my mind, what's the one thing that you'd like to be remembered for as an artist?
Probably just for being vulnerable and for telling the truth, really. Because that's what it's all about. I mean, I like to write songs and I like to, you know, I like to write my own songs and put my feelings and put my thoughts and experiences into them. And so I would like, I guess, people to remember that, you know, I was vulnerable and I put the truth out there, and hopefully, you know, it helps people.
That's awesome. You know, and along those same lines, obviously being a creative person, obviously, what inspires or motivates you?
You mean to create music?
Just in general. I mean, it can be music-wise, it can be anything. Just in general.
I guess just having passion. I mean, I'm passionate about music. I'm passionate about life and not just sitting back and letting the world pass me by. I mean, I want to go out there and get it. You know, I want to experience life and all that it has to offer.
Hold on one second. We have a caller or two that wants to say something to you. Hold on 1 minute.
Oh, awesome.
724, you're on.
Hi, Elena. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Just great. Enjoying the hot weather up here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Who is this?
Oh, you don't know who this is, Elena? Yes.
Hi, Patrick. It's Craig.
How are you? So
hey,
I did have one
on?
Quick question. Not much. Just wishing I was back in Nashville, but I'm sure
yeah.
soon enough.
Yes.
But a quick question for you. Seeing not only are you, you know, a singer, a writer as well, which would you rather do? Write a number one song and have somebody else perform it, or take somebody else's song and perform it and take it to number one?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Oh, man, both. Both is both.
write it and take it to number one yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, if someone else were to sing my song, that's really amazing too. I mean, that's how a lot of artists like get their start. Actually, I mean, that's how Kacey Musgraves like really got herself in the spotlight by, you know, writing songs for Miranda.
Mama's Broken Heart.
And yeah, exactly. And I think that would be really flattering. You know, if someone else likes your song enough to record it and put it out there. That's a really flattering thing. So, but yeah, I'm down for whatever. I'm up for it. You know, I'd be grateful for that. I'd be grateful for either one.
All right. Well, let's get back to the show. I know the time's ticking away, but I figured I had to call in. And
thank you. Thanks for calling in.
All right, buddy.
Oh, definitely. And make sure to tell Adam I said hello as well.
I will do that. He's on his
yes,
way home
here.
From work right now.
It was good hearing from you, Patrick. Hope to see you soon in Nashville.
Oh, definitely.
Bye, Patrick.
All right,
guys. Later, buddy.
Bye.
Later. Right, bye, buddy.
Patrick!
Patrick's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've known Patrick. Well, I've never met the dude in person, but I've known Patrick for years. He's great. There was something else that I came across as I was looking at your website. You have a pretty big show coming up September 17th, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm playing for the Josie Awards.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Now,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cody. I want to ask about this performance, too.
Oh, let me ask you this. Playing in in Nissan Stadium. How cool is that? I mean, you know, how cool is that?
That is really cool. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly where it's going to be, but they said Nissan Stadium, so I'm down for that. And it sounds like it's just going to be great. There's going to be a lot of other really awesome performers. Manny Cabo will be playing. And Josie said that she got Bucky Covington. And Bucky was on American Idol, you know, a few seasons ago. So that's
cool.
That's really awesome. So I'm very, very excited and happy about it.
Yes.
You know,
Alina, I'm going to be there at the Josie Awards. I've just finished my reservation today. There's no way that I would miss seeing you perform in Nissan Stadium. We actually spoke about it a few years ago, talking as a hypothetical, and look at this. It's now a reality.
We did?
Yes, we did. At the dinner where Lily and her mother and grandmother came. We spoke about it.
What did you say?
I said, can you one day... Elena, I think you're going to be able to play at a big venue such as Nissan Stadium. And you said, huh? Nissan Stadium? And you didn't realize that the name had changed from the prior name, which I actually already forgot, something Field. And then Adam said, yeah, the name, it's now Nissan Stadium. And you said, oh, wow, that would be great. But I don't think at the same time we didn't think it was going to become a reality this soon. And now look at it now. This is the cream of the crop of country music venues because it's where the main event, the headliners at CMA Fest play.
Aw, yeah. I'm really, really happy about it. It's going to be really cool. So,
are you going to undergo any special preparation for this one performance? And have you chosen the song that you're going to sing?
I have not. It will be just me playing my guitar for now, I think. Just me and my guitar. And then I guess I'm going to have to mentally prepare myself for this one because this is big. I guess it's a big deal.
Yeah. Before
it's a meditation or something.
We actually have one more caller for you, okay?
Okay, sure.
One second. A 917, you're on. Hello? 917?
Hello?
Oh, me? You mean?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you're on.
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm just kind of quick, and I'm going to listen to the show. I'm not really I know you guys, you know, are awesome, and congratulations. Your success, and it's great hearing Craig hosting his show.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. This show, I mean, I'm going to probably go off on a tangent here. But this show, I honestly, 5 years ago, had no intention of doing the show whatsoever.
But thank you for calling in.
I thank you for that, and thank you for calling. But like I was telling that caller, this month, the show celebrates 5 years on the air, if you can believe that, Elena.
Oh, my goodness. Time flies.
I mean, it's just crazy to think I started this 5 years ago and look where it's at now, you know. It's not
right
to me.
Congratulations.
I'm there in time for his 5-year anniversary.
I'm telling you this now, Anna. Of course, I'll mention this to you on Facebook too, but I'm telling you this now. I may or may not be planning a get together in Nashville for the 5-year anniversary. So.
Oh, that'd be fun. I'd go for sure.
And I'm inviting all former guests. So.
Yay! That'd be so awesome. So, I'd have fun. See all my friends.
You're definitely on the invite list.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. But something else I wanted to talk about that happened about a month or so ago was the Awaba Awards, which like I said at the top of the show, I said we all saw each other there, and you actually performed there at the Awaba Awards.
Yeah, I did. And you won an award.
Which I still cannot believe.
I can.
Didn't you win an award too, Elena?
On my desk.
I did not.
No, I think I know what you won. Didn't you win the raffle, I think?
Oh, yeah. Well, I won an award. I won breakfast for two at the Commodore Grill, which is awesome because I've always wanted to try breakfast there. So I was really happy about that.
Did you go that?
I haven't gone yet. I'm saving it.
One of them in Nashville. I'm just kidding.
This award is sitting on my desk, staring me in the face, and it still feels like a dream.
Oh, what was the title? What was the award?
It was the
that you won?
The best fan of the Kristoff program, which I did not even expect that at all.
Oh, I knew it was coming. I totally knew it. I could feel it.
I appreciate that. But anyway, a couple more questions I think I've got for you. A couple more questions.
Sure.
I hadn't asked this question in a long time, but whether it's in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh my goodness. Oh, Lord. You ask great questions. Probably the be yourself one and work hard and be nice to people. I know everyone's probably heard those like a million times, but it's true.
Right.
Work hard and be nice to people and be yourself,
awesome.
Honestly. I mean, simple advice, but it's very true.
Mm-hmm.
You know
it
what I mean?
True.
I try to go by that.
Well, you do a very good job of doing it, Elena.
Oh.
Yes, you
Thanks.
Do, my friend. Yes, you do. But this next question I've got for you is courtesy of my friends over at CM Chat, who are just killing it over there at what they do. They're just totally killing it. And this is sort of a fun one. If you could pick one celebrity to narrate a story of your life, who would it be?
To narrate the story of my life? Like, read it like a book?
No, I narrate it like a movie.
Like a movie?
Or like a movie of your life.
How about Samuel L. Jackson, because he just has that movie voice, right?
Actually, that's very good.
I've never thought of that, but that's actually pretty good. I was thinking
like
either,
every movie, so.
either for me, it would be either a Morgan Freeman or a Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Oh, I love both. I love Denzel Washington.
I do too.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Top five favorite actors right there. For me, top five favorite actors are Denzel Washington, what's his name, Nick Cage. I can't think off the top of my head. Those two are my favorites. And, of course, Samuel L. Jackson, obviously. But, okay, so I think this is the... This is probably the last question I've got for you. And I know I know you're always out there on social media doing your thing or whatever, you know. How has social media affected your career thus far?
Majorly, yeah. I mean, it's how I've honestly, I feel like I've gotten to know a lot of people, a lot of my Alaniacs, you know, you guys, Cody and Craig and Patrick, and it's just really important, I think, and it's where everybody gets on to connect and, you know, find out things about each other, and it's how I can share my videos and stuff with everybody listening, so it's definitely affected my life in a major way. I've gotten shows because of YouTube videos that I've posted, so yeah, definitely really important to me, at least.
That's awesome. Well, this has been so much fun. It's so great to catch up with you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. I can't believe it's over already. This was great.
I know, 30 minutes is just, you know, every show I do, 30 minutes just flies by. I mean, I don't know how, I don't know if somehow time speeds up, I don't know, but it's 30 minutes flies by every time.
Right. Yeah,
so that's
it's
the best interviews are the ones that go by really quickly, such as in this one.
I can agree, actually. Before we do go, I know we mentioned social media earlier, but do you want to give the listeners the links to where they can find you on social media?
Sure, yeah. On Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/Alaina's Music, or you can just go on Facebook and search Alaina, and you spell it A-L-A-Y-N-A. Instagram is Alaina924, A-L-A-Y-N-A924. Twitter's the same thing. And YouTube, you can search my channel, it's just AMC924. And then my website is alainasmusic.com.
And I'm just throwing this out there, but I follow you on everything. I'm just throwing that out there.
Thank you.
Me too. Across the board.
Like I said earlier, and I've always told you this, if there's ever anything that you need from the show or from me personally, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. Cody.
Go ahead,
I wanted to add one more quick comment before we conclude the interview.
Okay.
I just want to say, Alaina, how I found out about you was when I was snowed in during, I couldn't fly back special from seeing Peyton, and I was surfing the net, and then I saw your campaign for the Wild Side, and if I wasn't snowed in and surfing the net that day, who knows, what would happen if I would have, when I would have met you, and as a result, I'm glad it happened, and now with as a result, I've seen you blossom in the last few years, and we've become good friends as well, and I'm very proud of that.
Thank you. Yeah, Craig, thank you so much for your support over the last few years. It's, like, honestly, truly, really made a difference in my life and my career, and so it's, you know, people and fans like you that help keep us going, just supporting the arts and helping us to live, you know, our dream.
And if I can say something right here along those same lines, I'm still not sure who followed who first on Twitter. I think you actually followed me first. If I'm not totally mistaken, but I honestly think that you are one of the sweetest, the hardest working people I've probably ever met.
Oh God, thank you. That means a lot. Seriously, it really does. Thanks.
Like Craig said, I'm proud of you, and I'm rooting for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm always there for you, Elena. And
thank you so much. I'm proud of you guys and this show.
Thank you, Elena.
Okay. I think I'm gonna probably wrap things up now before a Blog Talk Radio forcibly kicks us off this network. So I think I'm gonna let you go, Elena. But I'll be definitely talking to you later, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you again for having me on.
Thank you, Elena, for being on.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, have a good night, guys.
You too, Elena.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy that, Craig?
Oh, wow. That was terrific.
Oh, that was great. That was so great.
It really went by that quickly.
We could have
spoken for another half hour at least.
It's like I told Elena. When I'm doing the show, it's like time speeds up or something, you know? It's crazy.
Yes, it is, but it's good that it worked out that way.
Yes, it does. Hey, I think I'm gonna let you go now, because frankly, I'm gonna wrap things up here because I'm frankly hungry. So I'm gonna wrap things up and go get something to eat. Okay, buddy.
All right. Talk to you next week, Cody. Next week's gonna be another good one with Dallas.
Yes, it will. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Talk to you then. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our incredible interview with the lovely Miss Elena. And as Craig briefly mentioned, next week at 4:30 Central, we have another returning guest in the super talented, super sweet Miss Dallas Remington joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm probably gonna end the episode right here. But because, like I said earlier, your boy is hungry, and if I don't get food, it's not gonna be a pretty picture. but anyway, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.